dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Cook, T-O-O-K, March 2652, address as a letter to Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Van der Hoof, V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F-P-A-C, 989-352-8451. Dear Mrs. Van der Hoof, consultation for Mr. Cook with abnormal renal chemistries. He has a history of prostate cancer. Back in 2015, with the placement of radiation seeds, PSA remains suppressed and he denies any chemotherapy or surgical procedure. His weight appetite has been stable, denies vomiting dysphagia. There is minor reflux for what he takes cider vinegar as needed. Denies diarrhea bleeding. For enlargement of the prostate, it takes Flomax, and that helps with the flow. He denies cloudiness or blood or infection. He denies incontinence, minor nocturia. Denies edema, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No cough, sputum production, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, has not required oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, denies skin rash or new pains, denies exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension long-standing, on treatment at least for the last 20 years, diabetes is a new problem, on treatment within the last month or two, at the time of prostate cancer, incidental kidney stone, which apparently was removed, cystoscopy. It was never symptomatic. It was a finding. He denies heart abnormalities, TIAs, stroke, or seizures. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. He denies lung abnormalities. Next paragraph, only procedure surgeries include left knee repair of torn meniscus. Next paragraph, reported side effects to statins with muscle pain and coding with vomiting. Next paragraph, he has never smoked, used to drink beer mildly. Next paragraph, pressing medications include combination of amlodipine, ACE inhibitors, new medication glipizide at 2.5 milligrams, HCTC 12.5, Flomax. He takes medications for memory and a number of supplements, but denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system done, otherwise negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 211 pounds, 68 inches tall, blood pressure 140 over 90 on the right, 134.86 on the left. He's accompanied by wife. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress. No palpable neck masses or thyroid and lymph nodes, no carotid bruit JBD. No mucosal abnormalities, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop, overweight of the abdomen without palpable masses, no palpable liver spleen ascites or bruits, no gross peripheral edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Thank you. Chemistry shows back in March 2021, creatinine 1.41 representing a GFR of 50. For some reason, no blood test was done for the next 2-3 years until June of now, 2024, creatinine 2.68, GFR 24, and October 2.39, GFR 28. From October, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, glucose in the 200s, normal albumin, elevated calcium 10.5, normal phosphorus in the low side, normal white blood cell platelet, no gross anemia, although MCV low at 78. Urine analysis with glucose, trace of protein, negative for blood, no bacteria. The calcium has documented in the past elevated, back in June was 10.6. Liver function test normal and albumin normal at that time. Next paragraph. There is a kidney ultrasound from June 2024. Right kidney at 10.3, normal size, no reported obstruction, masses or cyst. Left side at large at 13.1. There is a stone on the lower pole, 1.9 centimeters, without causing obstruction. There is, however, also left-sided hydronephrosis, not related to the stone. There is also a cyst on the left kidney with some septations. It's at 3.1 centimeters. They mention a comparison from a CAT scan in 2015. Unfortunately, no comments if the above findings were stable or new comparing to 2015. We are trying to obtain that report. So far, unsuccessful. Patient and husband and wife brought morning glucose that has fluctuated in the 130s to 217. And you mentioned A1Cs recently at 9.4 October and previously 8.7 June, last year 6.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive. Relatively new diagnosis of diabetes is still not very well controlled with a high A1C. Possibility of diabetic nephropathy, definitely high in the differential diagnosis. However, I'm concerned about the findings of left-sided hydronephrosis, which I do not know if it's chronic or a new finding. we will try to obtain the CT scan from 2015. We will do chemistries in a monthly basis to assess progression, clinically no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, present blood pressure diastolic in the upper side. He's on maximal dose of ACE inhibitors among other blood pressure medications. HCTC could be increased to 25. The importance of diabetes control, physical activity, weight reduction, low sodium intake. I will not oppose increased glipizide to 5 milligrams. I'm leaving to your discretion the type of diabetic medications to use. We have so many options right now. He understands that if the hydronephrosis left-sided is new, I will send him to the urologist for evaluation and potential cystoscopy. I'm not aware of recurrence of prostate cancer. He received radiation from prostatic seeds. Could potentially have caused some scarring tissue and the reason for left-sided hydronephrosis. The findings of the left kidney lower pulse stone is incidental and not explaining the present changes. Similar applies to the left kidney cyst. This, however, will need to be followed to make sure that there is no malignancy. We will monitor calcium, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. There is some degree of microcytosis, but no anemia. Iron studies needs to be updated. Further advice to follow with report from 2015. We will follow over time. I discussed patient and wife, the meaning of advanced renal failure, and we are trying to avoid him reaching the point of dialysis. End of dictation.